The Golden Jubilee in 1929 not only brought back these pictures of the past for Mr. Edison, throughout the world, it awakened new interest in the great inventor. How had he become so great a genius? It all began far back in the days when a thoughtful child asked many, many questions. Edison's early surroundings would have aroused the interest and curiosity of any boy in the world. There were the busy wharves of Milan, Ohio, the busy shipping port where he was born. A canal connected the city with the Huron River, and thus with Great Lake Erie. From his house on the bluff, the little boy watched and listened, hearing the singing of the deckhands, their laughter, and the loud commands of the captains. Soon he was old enough to go down into the shipyards. How often he must have heard the cry, "Out of the way, boy," as he stood watching the cargoes of grain being loaded. Every day, 600 ox-drawn wagons came in from the surrounding countryside. The air was filled with bustling sounds, the thud of hoofs, the grinding of wagon wheels, and the din from the warehouses along the river. Young Edison played near the water's edge where the graceful sailing boats were anchored. He was always under the feet of the workers, searching for tools and examining the ropes and bales. And all the time he was asking questions. Questions. The canal men and lumbermen answered him until they became impatient. Hurrying him off, they would shrug their shoulders and say to each other that a boy who asked as many questions as little Al Edison did must be stupid. How wrong they were! At that very moment, the boy was thinking over the answers they had given him.